Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of trapped and frantic Syrian civilians and rebels looking for evacuations to resume today from the city of Aleppo. UN Security Council expected to vote today on whether to send monitors to the Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and help provide protection for civilians who remain. Monitors say as many as 40,000 civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume Saturday after the exodus was suspended Friday by the Damascus government. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in support of those trapped in Aleppo. Abdelaziz Al-Mashi, co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, organized the demonstration.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's offices in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. Meantime, hundreds of people, most of them Turkish migrants, protested the Syrian war in Berlin. Military officials in Sana'a say a suicide bomber killed at least 40 Yemeni soldiers. It happened today in the southern port city of Aden. Authorities say the soldiers had gathered at a military base to receive their pay. Military says at least 50 other soldiers were wounded. Some say the attacker got onto the base dressed as a soldier. There's been no claim of responsibility. The bombing comes a week after a similar explosion in Aden left 45 soldiers dead. This is VOA News.